Good morning and happy Monday. Well, on Friday night, the US share market was mixed. The Dow Jones fell by about 470 points or 1.5%. The broader S&P 500 was down by about 0.5%. And the standout, really, the only index to buck the trend was the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy index, which rose by about 0.5%. But keep in mind, it still had its worst weekly decline in 4 months, dropping by almost 5% in just 5 days. On Friday, though, we had stocks like Facebook, Amazon, and also Microsoft lifting by around that 1% mark. Tesla, though, continued to struggle over the whole week, and it dropped by 1% on Friday, but by 14%. Over the prior 5 trading days. And one of the drivers and the one thing that's receiving most attention at the moment in markets is certainly the bond market and keeping markets jittery, concerns of some higher inflation moving forward, perhaps. Prices, basically big picture, there's been a sell-off in the bond market as far as prices go, but that's pushed returns on some of these longer-term bond yields significantly higher. It's essentially off the back of more optimism for global growth and also the expectation of more stimulus to hit the US share market as well. So that's something to consider moving forward from here. But today, look, the Aussie market is set for a slightly better start as far as what SPY futures are suggesting. SPY futures up about 29 points or 0.4%. Now, there are some things to keep in mind with this. Firstly, we're coming off the back of the biggest daily decline in 5 months, where on Friday we fell by 2.35%. Also, the futures don't take into account two things which did happen over the weekend. The first was the House of Reps in the United States passing a $1.9 trillion stimulus package. So it's one step closer now to passing overall. And also yesterday, we had an update on China's manufacturing sector, which was actually worse than expected. So we'll wait and see what type of impact that has on our market as well. In addition to this, we've had Fortescue Metals trading ex-dividend today for its biggest dividend on record, $1.47, and that will be paid out later on this month. And that's about 6% of its share price. And the last time Fortescue went ex-dividend in August, it actually fell by approximately 7%. So we'll see what happens to Fortescue today and what type of impact the iron ore price lifting by about 1.3% will have of potentially offsetting some of that at least. On the commodities front, with the exception of iron ore, though, there were losses almost everywhere. So the price of oil, price of copper, nickel, zinc, and many other commodities fell by about 3%. And that generally doesn't set up our mining stocks for substantial moves higher. Now, the Aussie dollar today sits at around 77.1 US, so it has certainly declined from where it was late in the week. In fact, last Thursday, the Aussie hit around 80 US cents briefly. And then quite a few bits of economic data today. The two bits of data that could receive a bit of attention in the media will be an update on property prices. This is for the month of February, and also a monthly update on job advertisements as well. Enjoy the day.